This is Phil Pritchett. Welcome to the P2 Podcast.
There's never been a better time than right now to be a musician.
Jenny hit Austin.
My name's Phil, and I just want to play rock and roll, man.
Tougher than the rest.
Sometimes I feel like I can't even sing. I'm very scared for this world. I'm very scared for me. Eviscerate your memory. Here's a senior in the backseat laying down. The windows wrap around you. The sound.
Fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is Phil Pritchett on the P2 Podcast. From beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, in beautiful Trinidad World Recording Studios, my studio here in old Fort Worth. Well, I hope the season is finding you very well out there, fans. Hope you are wrapping up a wonderful Christmas and New Year's. Oh, is the season, isn't it? Cold by the fire with that acoustic guitar, writing songs that will forever change the world. That's the goal. Work on nothing else out there, folks. And when you get ready to record it, needless to say, come here to Trinidad. Email me, phil@philpritchett.com, or call me 817-733-5256 to come record here at Trinidad, or as always, to book the full band. Playing lots of private parties here of late, of all shapes and sizes. Me by the grill with an acoustic guitar, or full band on a stage at a festival. You name it, we've done it, and we love it. We do it all for you. Thanks for joining us here today, fans. Oh, man, I'm always so reflective at year's end as we see a 2011 draw to a close and a new year coming upon us. Of course, if you pay attention to the Mayan calendar, the coming year may be the last of its kind. So make some preparations for that. You're running out of time to change the world. The world may only be around for another year. Man, we'll see what happens. Wow. When is that? December 21st, 2012, or December 12th? I can't remember what it was. Anyway, live this year like it's your last. Regardless of what happens, that's how you should be living your life anyway, right? I aspire to the same. Well, looking ahead here, I feel like we've just had such a jumble of stuff going on at the end of this year. Always a lot of chaos. The podcast all gets kind of mixed up. I apologize for not being more consistent here at the end of the year. But we're settling in here for a great 2012. Lots going on in podcast world. We've had some radio stations that broadcast the show over the years. Most notably, of course, internet radio. With our friends at RadioFreeTexas.org. Always running the show. Love those guys down there, Daniel and everybody. Thanks a lot, folks, for listening there. But a couple of the terrestrial radio stations, so to speak, some things have moved around, jumbled up. Oh, man, guys we've been on with have changed locations. Radio always changing formats. Guys are always moving around. So the podcast gets bumped around. But needless to say, we keep it coming, man. But the best place in the future is just going to be right here, p2podcast.com. You'll always have the latest episode right there at the top to punch on and listen to at will, whenever's convenient for you. Also, we're going to initiate a program. I don't want to startle anybody here. Don't want to startle anyone. But we are going to enact a sort of casual PayPal, I don't know, call it a tip jar deal. Don't feel pressured to donate anything or throw any money in the tip jar. But, you know, there are costs with doing this thing. And you, the fans, the P2 Podcast, it's all one family. It's all listener-supported. So Anyway, don't be startled if you see that showing up on the P2 Podcast website. Here in the coming weeks or months, you can send me a dollar or send me $1,000. No donation too big or small, and it all goes to help keeping the podcast rolling, folks, and keeps us having the shows for you every week, commercial free, without having to get some sponsor and tell you to buy beer or something like that. So keep the podcast rolling, keep it commercial free, shoot me a couple of bucks occasionally if you feel like it, or is it something you can do? We would certainly appreciate it, but don't feel the need to do that. But if you can, all is appreciated. There, I've said it. I feel much better now. Well, more pleasant, other pleasant business at hand. How about this live record in Corpus? Man, I've sent Luke and Blue a few mixes, man, floating around. I'll know who to blame if I start seeing my album online already. Coming along great, man. I've put in the final touches on the mixing. Man, we're just going to get that out. Put it up on iTunes and on P2Tunes.com for $4. Talk about a deal, man. Download that whole damn show for $4. It's like 20 songs or something like that. Great night. Using some stuff from both nights, our show at the Executive Surf Club back in August and the show we just did here in early December. But the tracks sound great, man. We got the songs we wanted to get. I thought about not putting some of the old stuff on there, you know, because it's been on Cool and Unusual and Phil Comes Alive or whatever. We've done a couple live records, but I don't know. It's kind of the flow of the show. I was actually going to release it in order, in the same order we played it, just the show itself with very, very little editing and just in order. You know, my old live record, we jumbled it up. This track is good. We'll put that first. You know, kind of like you would a record. But I don't know, man. I think with, you know, in technology, you're used to we're used to putting it on CDs. Well, a CD only holds about 70 minutes of music. But, of course, in the digital age, we are free from those constraints. So I was like, well, you know, why make it a 12-song record? We'll just put 20 on there. So I don't know. Does this mean the live record may not even be available on CD? I don't know. But it's looking that way, man. It might be just a digital-only release. Of course, you know what? We might have something where you can email me, and I'll send you an actual disc of it, if that's the way you want to do it. It'll be on Spotify and all those streaming sites as well. So look forward to that. The live record, that's probably first and foremost. Of course, a new Pritchett record, just an album will be coming out this year, probably early this year. We've already got a lot of tracks to that end that we're working on. Very excited. We're going to get Luke and Blue into the studio here and start working with some tracks I already have. And look forward to that. So that'll be release number 2, live record in Corpus. You keeping track of this? Write this down. Get a pen and paper. Live record Corpus, Pritchett, new Phil Pritchett and the Full Band album coming out in 2012. And in other big news, I have been officially signed on. Are you listening out there? Signed on as musical director of the documentary film Old Man Football. I've been mentioning it here on the podcast the last couple of weeks about the 40-year-old guys who went to Carroll High School down there in Corpus coming back and playing a full pad game against the young 20-year-old guys or 20-somethings in a charity football game. A compelling story, a documentary shot by my friend, produced by my friend Jay Ellis and Luke Coffey. And they wanted some Texas music. It started with a simple enough version of me playing Corpus Christi Bay on an acoustic guitar. They're like, man, more of this, please, more of this. I started working with my own songs. And anyway, we're down the road on that, so look forward to that. Phil is musical director in the movie business. Huh? Does that sound good? I like the sound of that, I've got to tell you. And had a couple other movie deals, a small film called Odds and Evens, which used bruising sheetrock. It's an independent small, a short film, like 20-minute film. But got an email from a guy, Jay Gromley, who was producing the film. It looks really good. They're going to have some stuff online here. I'll let you know when there's something you can watch. Hopefully the scene with bruising sheetrock playing mournfully in the background. I think they use the old bruising sheetrock Suburban Legends version with the haunting banjo part. So look forward to that. In other movie news, don't forget about old Clint Rippey, man, the world's most mysterious and famous drummer who doesn't really talk, but he's a well-known drummer, documentary, mockumentary, some claim. It looks like I'll be doing some music on that as well. So some project to that end, man. Phil in the film business. Phil putting out a live record, putting out a new album, all sorts of production. And hopefully make a note in 2012 when you're going to have that party at your house, your birthday party, your anniversary, your wedding, whatever. And, man, email me, phil@philpritchett.com. Say, Phil, we're having a party. We want you to play. There is a whole wide range, as always, from me sitting on in a chair with no PA, with just an acoustic guitar. That's one version of a live show. To me showing up on a gigantic stage with a full horn section, a gigantic band, in the middle of a festival street, rocking it with the full band. That's at the far other end of the spectrum. And all things in between, we've got a show for you, as always. So let me know when that's happening, and we'll make it happen, as always. So lots of new music, the movie business, playing shows, private parties, and as always, hoping that you come here to Trinidad World Recording to record. And also, if you see that little PayPal tip jar pop up on P2 Podcast, any money you send, know that it all goes to keeping the podcast rolling, keeping it consistent. Well, man, our good friend Blake Walker, Aggie number one, has been here. He's going to be here in this next segment talking about the future of Texas A&M. Oh, good grief, in the SEC. Stay tuned. Blake Walker next. Yeah, crying, I've seen the films and the eyes, but I'm in this kitchen. Everything is beautiful, and she is so beautiful. She is so young and old. I look at her and I see the beauty of the light of music. Voices talking in the house. Fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It is Phil Pritchett on the P2 Podcast. Bands, artists, singers, your new direction awaits here at Trinidad. Email me, phil@philpritchett.com. Come record here at the studio. Or if you've recorded some tracks at another studio somewhere, or maybe in your bedroom, and you think, man, how can I just shine this thing up and just get that Pritchett guitar on there, backing vocals, organ, keyboard, percussion, have him mix and master the whole thing. Just send me a hard drive with the tracks, man. We do it all the time here. Phil@philpritchett.com. Well, last week we got into some Aggie football talk, as we are wont to do, because our old road manager, Blake Walker, is Aggie fan number one. And he joined us last week to talk about the firing of Mike Sherman. We are here this week talking about how this whole Texas A&M football and the SEC thing is going to work. He joins us here again this week. Blake Walker, thank you for coming by again, sir.
You bet.
Still talking some Aggie football here. Well, we're recording ahead of the curve here, so who knows what's going to happen with this coaching deal.
Yeah.
Sherman is out. There's rumors flying around who's going to be the new head coach. I have a situation I want to put in front of you here. I want to see how you react to it. I want all Texas A&M fans to listen to me very carefully.
Uh-oh.
For the last 100 years, Aggies like yourself, Blake Walker, and so many of you fans out there listening in Phil World, oh, you have some good years, you have some bad years. The last maybe 10, 20 years been kind of rough. Been some disappointments with Francione and Mike Sherman. But you work in an office. You live in Texas. Mm. And you still get the joy, the anticipation of the Longhorns playing your team once a year. You get the satisfaction out of occasionally you go to work and kind of the Baylor guy always wears his Baylor shirt over there. He kind of, hey, you guys had a great test. It was a close game. Ah, shut up, man. Ah. You can give him a little hard time. There's OU people floating around here. You certainly have your obnoxious Texas Tech guys around. It was tough under Leach, but you know what? The Aggie did exchange a lot of blows with the Tech fan. The whole fun of it, after all, is kind of being able to go to work, rub some people's nose in it, text your buddies, run out in the street, talk some stuff to the OU guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was part of the Southwest Conference, and to a lesser extent, the Big 12, but you still had those old teams you played forever, and that's part of the fun. And none is more adept at dishing it out the tradition, the fight song, than the fighting Texas Aggies. Am I right? I mean, who has greater tradition?
Or taking
Or a tough place to go play College Station.
Yeah.
You know, the Aggies beat you, you're going to hear. Yeah, I'm going to get some texts from my Aggie buddies when the Aggs, you know, beat up on somebody.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to imagine. I know there is sort of a rivalry, budding rivalry with LSU, maybe Arkansas. And it's a new thing, the SEC. But, man, it's hard for me to imagine when the Aggies win, beat Ole Miss on a overtime field goal, and you burst out of the door of your home and run out into the street looking for someone wearing their Ole Miss jersey, or someone in your office who might be a Vanderbilt fan or a Georgia Bulldog. There's no one around. Nobody cares. You gonna call me? I'm gonna go. Oh, I don't know. I don't miss the game.
Whoa.
Whereas me as kind of a Longhorn fan. Hey, I'll watch OU play Tech. I'll watch that game with great interest.
Yep.
I'll watch A&M play Baylor. I watched that Tech-Baylor game the other night. It was crazy and entertaining because Texas plays those teams, and I'm familiar with guys who go to the schools and things like that. That's part of what makes it fun.
Yeah,
I know SEC's got good football, but they got their dogs too, man. They got their Ole Misses and their Vandies and stuff. I wonder if it'll be as fun. I know it's high profile. Will it be as fun? That's my question.
I'm going to say no, which a lot of Aggies are going to disagree with me. But for me personally, I'm going to no. I'm not happy about it. I know we make a lot more money.
Right.
And basketball and baseball, you know, will be great. And we'll have some good seasons and maybe dominate the SEC if we get lucky. But we have some really good basketball and baseball programs. But no one cares about that in Texas. That's secondary to football.
Right.
And the hard part is, it's true. Road games for a guy like me who's one income family with a wife and a 2-year-old, I can't really go to Alabama and Georgia and New Orleans,
Tennessee.
Yeah, every weekend for a road game. That's pretty difficult. And the other hard thing is, for all my crazy Aggie buddies that are always on TexAgs and following recruiting,
yeah,
you see all these guys that you follow out through high school and you watch them play in the Metroplex, and then they go to Tech or Baylor or Texas or OU, and then you watch them for 4 years, and you know their names and where they came from.
Extra incentive to show them up.
Oh,
guy turned us down, but we killed him out
you
there
bet.
That day. It's all interconnected.
Yeah.
Right?
Those,
that's part of the fun.
Those days are gone. You know, the SEC teams are going to recruit completely different kids. I mean, I'm sure they'll try to recruit some more Texas kids
now that we're
in that market. And the way we've been playing, we'll probably lose those kids to SEC teams right now. And it's frustrating because, like you said, I don't have anyone in my office. I've worked in the same office for 6 years. I know all my Baylor and Tech and OU and Texas guys.
Wearing their stuff.
Yeah.
It's part of the fun of being around
it's
it.
The best
College
part.
Football,
that's,
isn't it?
That's the best part of the
water
Regardless
cooler. What your record is, you still got a chance at 0-8, but you're going to play the horns. You're like, well. And hey, we've seen it happen. I mean, you upset somebody and nothing's more fun. But it's not fun. It's kind of the tree falling in the forest. Does it make a sound? A good example of that is me. I'm a Longhorn fan living in Fort Worth, surrounded by all the TCU fans. And, you know, they've had a great run here with Patterson and the Rose Bowl. But I don't follow it much. They're not on TV much. I got two tickets to the game, TCU, Phil. Well, who are they playing? You know, UTEP or
awesome.
UNLV. I shrug. Did you watch the game? I'm like, no, just – We played BYU. I just kind of shrug. It's not that I don't like TCU. I do. I'm interested elsewhere. If I'm going to have time to watch a game, it's going to be the Horns or the Aggs or a Big 12 game. There's somebody with some relevance, some context of what I'm looking at. But boy, now TCU's in the Big 12. They're going to be playing Oklahoma State and OU and Texas and Tech up there. I'll watch every game. I'll know everything that's going on. I'm
that
all
makes
of a sudden.
Me so upset.
Well, I'm just saying that's just how it is. Like, well, Phil, would you now go to a, TCU baseball game if they're playing Texas or
you bet
or OU? I'm kind of like, well, hell yeah, I'd go. I
and
mean,
this is
but
another...
you wouldn't go when we were playing Wyoming. I'm just kind of like, no, I just wouldn't. I wouldn't be as interested.
No,
I think that's
totally
very
agree.
Fair to say. I'm just like, I don't know. I didn't follow it because they're not in the thing.
I totally agree. I was so upset when Dan Beebe let Nebraska and Colorado go.
Yeah,
he never talked about getting TCU in. I would have loved to start talking about TCU's coming into the Big 12, yeah, and that may have saved A&M from bolting is having a plan, you know, and having some backup. But I'm an old Southwest Conference guy, too.
Yeah.
And my dad raised me going to SMU, TCU, and Baylor to watch the Aggies
play. You go to those away games.
And they were all close by.
Couple-hour drive.
Yeah, we'd get off, you know, my dad would take off work earlier. I'd get out of school early. And on a Friday, we'd go to TCU and watch an A&M-TCU baseball game. Mm-hmm. And it was so much fun to see my Aggs in the Metroplex, in DFW.
Yep.
And it was awesome. And now that TCU's in the Big 12, I'm so pissed because
it's another game you could
have
gone.
I could go to Fort Worth with all my TCU buddies and have another rivalry. Some the guys are in my city.
And if you won, when you win, there's guys in purple jerseys everywhere just going, ha-ha, you know, that's part of the fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, TCU guys would come at me, hey, can you believe it? I'm like, what? Just, you know, hey, we beat Boise State on like that big game they had. I didn't watch it. I saw the score at the bottom. I was like, oh, yeah, I saw y'all won. I don't follow it, you know, and I don't know why that is. I think there's just limited time, and it makes me sad that the Aggies, you know, you're gonna have a great overtime win against, you know, at Tennessee, and I'm not gonna have any. I'm just gonna shrug my shoulders and go, well, I don't know.
Yeah,
unless I don't know. I mean, I'll follow it for the first couple of years because I'll be interested to see how the SEC thing works out. But
you'll be wanting to see
after a while that'll fade. You know, you just kind of go, well, those traditions always be. I'm kind of like it'll, but they'll erode over time, and hopefully things go well. Y'all build new traditions in the SEC.
Whatever.
It's hard to see, man. I wonder if it all just comes back together in like 5 years. You're like, okay, we're putting the Southwest Conference back together in 5 years.
Oh, I would love it. Man, that's...
I don't know. Maybe
I'm also... I mean, also, there's a little skewed view because I'm a Dallas Aggie.
Right, right.
And Houston Aggies, like my good buddy Will Haley, he would totally disagree with this.
Well, see,
and be like, I could care less, you know. I understand that.
Sorry to interrupt you, but that was the word from some of my UT guys. When this whole thing was going off, they said, man, the real rift is between the Dallas Aggie alums and the Houston Aggie alums. They said there's a very divided opinion on course of action. What was it? Were the Houston guys more SEC bound, or the opposite?
From my personal standpoint, from the guys I know in Houston, they are way more SEC bound. But
I wonder why that is.
At a certain point, I'm in a minority. There's not a lot of guys that want to stay in the Big 12,
which is
weird.
That's true.
That's the truth right now.
That's the sense I get.
And what's funny about all that is, I don't know what the big payoff is if you really think that you're going to dominate the SEC, the biggest, baddest, hardest football conference in America, that you think one day we're going to dominate it like OU or Texas has dominated the Big 12. I don't think that's going to ever exist.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe you get lucky one year and win it and you get on your streak, but I don't know. I don't see it. I hope it happens.
Right.
But the easiest road to a BCS national championship game is through the Big 12, not the SEC.
No question.
So what are we doing?
I don't know.
I don't get it. It's like, great. So we're good. You may be good, but a great Auburn or Alabama or LSU team is going to knock holes in your season, and then you're the one lost guy or you're the two lost guy that's really good, but you get edged out of the national championship game because you're in a tougher conference.
Right.
And it makes no sense because all my rivalries, like the Bonfire and the Texas Hex and some of the greatest
Your fight song. What do you do with that?
Your fight song has A&M in it. Do you know that?
Does it really?
It certainly does. I read a huge thing
the
other day about
Texas doesn't.
It's in. I'll have to look it up. But there's it's in a.
All the live long day, the eyes of Texas are upon you.
I can't remember if it's in a verse that you never sing.
Oh, maybe
or, so. But there's somebody had them side by side on the internet the other day, and there was a A&M referenced in one of your fight songs.
Maybe one of the verses.
But our tradition is built around
Texas fight. It's goodbye to A&M. That might
I think
be
that's
there.
Right.
Is that one?
I think that's what it is.
Our fight song is the eyes of Texas. That's what everybody sings.
Right.
I don't know. But it's in one of those. There's a couple of them.
But
that's
difference
right.
is you guys are the big juggernaut, and you guys are the bigger school, and traditionally always have been, and always been good at football, and we're the little brother, and so we've always been upset, and we always want to beat
it's
you guys.
It's your whole identity, though.
That's the thing. It is our whole identity, and we teach our kids that in fish camp. And
right.
And my dad taught
to
me
hate the Longhorns.
To hate the communist T-sip Longhorns
the
my hippie, whole life.
Pot-smoking
yes.
Longhorns.
And so it's a fun it's a fun rivalry.
It's fun. That's,
I don't mind it.
Totally fun.
I don't want to get out. If I'm supposed to be in your shadow, I'm okay with that. I believe that we need each other because I believe in some weird way
we're stronger together than we are apart.
Yes,
right.
I enjoy that tradition in the bonfire and trying to beat you guys. And I don't want to lose that.
Is that all going
to
go away? I mean, do you keep it going on just a different level?
I think it'll go away for a while until, you know, finally Jerry Jones, you know, offers money to two non-conference guys and buys them out and says, you guys are going to now play every year at Jerry World, and there's a lot of money to be made here. And
why wouldn't Jerry do that? Why wouldn't he do that now?
I think he's trying. I think DeLoss Dodds is pissed, and I don't think he wants to. I think he wants to stick it to the Aggs for Bolton for a little while and say, everybody, look at what life's going to be like in Texas without that game, and it's going to suck.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving Day is going to come and go, and you're going to have a lot of Aggies eating their turkey with just a sick stomach feeling, going, is this really what I wanted?
Watching you play Ole Miss.
Going to the SEC championship game the next week, wondering why we're not playing Texas. Because even when our season was bad, that was the funnest game of
the whole year.
It made it all better if we beat Texas.
You tailgate. You build your whole year around it.
It upsets me to no end because I love.
And some of those years you weren't going to a bowl game. It was the last game of the year.
That wasn't a bowl game.
It was. It was just like, man, if we win this one, we're on a high note. We're going into the off season there was a reason to go out and play hard.
Yeah.
Whereas now your last game of the year is going to be maybe against Vandy somewhere.
How are you going to let? We named Bevo 13-0. We named Bevo. The bonfire fell and killed 12 students.
Yeah.
The Texas Hex. I mean, everything that's gone on in this tradition, in this rivalry, it's one of the best rivalries in college football. And we're going to kill it over money. We're going to kill it because we're greedy. Because we both got greedy. We both got pissed off. And we're going to destroy something beautiful because we're both full of pride and we're both greedy. It doesn't make any sense to me.
And we both need more money.
And guess who loses the most? The fans.
The fans.
We lose the most out of all this.
We don't get any of the money, right?
No.
And the tuition goes up for our kids that are going to go there.
It's
crazy.
It's turned Aggies against Aggies. It's like now everyone's mad and telling what's going to happen, and they know what's best for us, and the SEC is going to be great. You don't know what you're talking about. And it's this ridiculous fight over what we think might happen. We know what happens in the Big 12. We get to play our biggest rivalry, and it's an easier schedule than the SEC. It makes more sense.
And a lot of people are saying, and I totally agree, they say, man, but if they can get the right coach in there, they're playing the SEC, they're going to recruit for a strong conference, they can get in there and they can do well and they can win the SEC. And man, I totally agree with that. If you get the right coach in there, anything's possible. You start getting the recruits. My question, back to my early question, is, does anyone in your orbit, in your office, Blake Walker, the Aggies in Texas, does anyone care? TCU won the Rose Bowl, and that's great for TCU, okay? But the Baylor fans shrug.
Yeah.
The Texas fans shrug. Whereas when Texas won the national championship, you just stepped over, you know, all the Aggies and Baylor guys and the Tech guys the whole year round. It was a nice feeling. It's part of the fun. It's part of the fun. It's part of the fun for you guys to call me when Texas gets obliterated by somebody. Hey, nice game. You know, I wonder if, just living in the state as long as you and I have, you know so many people from so many different schools and allegiances. And while the SEC beckons with money and a big time style football thing, it's, you know, they've got their own rivalries that go back 80 years. I mean, Alabama and Auburn. I mean, you know, I'm just kind of like, you're not going to take that over or
there's so many.
The bad blood between us and Tennessee is just coming on. You've played a few times.
Yeah. How are you going to not? How are you not going to avenge your loss to Bob Stoops and Norman 77-0? That's what Fran did in Norman when his second to last year at A&M. I mean, that's tradition. It's going back and beating Oklahoma in Norman and getting revenge and talking about, you know, the Baylor games, you know, in the last couple of years, they've gotten so much better and that's become more of a rivalry it was in the 80s. And it's just under Dallas, easy to get to for me. So I'm selfish. I want to keep that rivalry. My mom went there, so I've always gone to those games. And it's like it frustrates me to no end. And I also think there's this weird and people may totally disagree with me, but in high school in the state of Texas – you have your top 10% kids who are going to get an automatic bid to any college they want in the state of Texas that's public.
Right.
And so the rivalry kind of already starts for a lot of kids are deciding, hey, are you going to A&M or are you going to Texas? There's a lot of decision there for the kids that are make good grades in high school. They're deciding where they're going to go. If it's not the valedictorian who's going to Harvard or whatever and they're not going to Rice, then you kind of have the A&M Texas war begins. It's like, where am I going to go to school? I want to get a good education. I make good grades.
Yep.
You know, and you start making that decision. And so we all know each other. I know all these guys that went to Texas that I respect and that I love and that I was friends with. And so you have a lot in common. And you vote the same way a lot of times.
You're fighting over the same hallowed ground, whether it's recruits, whether it's on the field. And just when all that goes away, Yeah, it's hard to imagine. You think about what do we love about college football, and you think we love winning and we love prestige and money. But I think really that doesn't have much to do with it. What you love is the competition, the friendly trash talking with the other schools and your friends and going to the games. No matter what your record is, hey, if we can just beat Texas or we can just, you know, I mean, there's. They're like, man, we suck this year. It's terrible. Man, but if we lose to freaking Tech and I got to go to work and hear it from my freaking boss. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're just, you're pulling for that. You're just, I can't wait to walk in the break room and see his face.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what drives us all in the college football world. It's not money in BCS bowls as much as it is that.
Oh, yeah.
Just the little victories.
And that's
the beauty
of it.
That goes away. That really goes away for a while. When you go where you guys go in the SEC, I think that's hard. It's going to be a hard thing to see, to imagine what that'd be like, winning and losing in a conference where you really don't know the opponents that well.
And let me also play crazy secede from the Union. Uh-oh. Texas guy.
Uh-oh.
Don't you want your money? And your away games, and don't you want your money in the state? Don't you want to go play Baylor, Tech, and Texas?
Arkansas at Jerry World, something like that.
Don't you want to keep your money in the state? Austin is a beautiful city. As much as I talk smack, and I'm a diehard Bleed Maroon Aggie.
And refuse to drive through it still, is that right?
Sometimes, yes. But
my dad will not drive through Austin. It's a beautiful city. No, it's not.
My dad calls it Sodom and Gomorrah. But my wife and I love Austin.
Yeah.
And I went to a wedding there this past summer, my cousin's wedding, and we had a blast. And I hadn't been in years.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful city, and there's so many fun things to do.
State capital. Come
it's
on,
a treasure of our great state.
That's right.
And even though that pains me to say it, it is. And why do I want to go?
There's more there than just the University of Texas. I mean, there's you know.
Yeah, but the city itself is so much fun. There's so much live music and just amazing mom and pop shops and fun places to shop. But then now you're not going to get that going to Athens. I mean, Athens is a great city, but I don't think
Knoxville and
but that is
Oxford
not Austin.
And
but it's not Austin.
All those towns are a little.
I wouldn't
rough. I don't mean the South.
No, there's some good ones in there.
Yeah,
but
there are. Athens, Georgia's a neat town.
If you're going to compare it to Austin, Austin wins every time.
Well, yeah,
you know what I mean. Right. It's a lot of
or Dallas or Fort Worth or you know SMU, TCU. We used to play,
and I'll get to see it firsthand.
Houston. Yeah.
I may change my opinion, but you know it's just going to be different.
It's going to be different. That's right.
It's not. I can't call up my old buddy that I went to high school with. Say, hey man, I'm rolling into the game. Let's meet up for a drink.
Yeah,
it'll be people I've never met. I do not know. I will have no connection in heart. I don't know about any of the cities I'll have a connection with anyone to meet up with.
And you bear no real ill will against any of them traditionally other than you'd like to win the game. But,
yeah.
But, man, you just freaking hate the Tennessee Volunteers. Like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, I'd like to beat them, but there's nothing there that goes way back like all the other schools here.
It's frustrating because I love the rivalries and I love calling my old buddies and getting together and playing those Big 12 games and it really does break my heart. It's absolutely I don't understand why we can't keep it all together and why we got to jump ship and go over there. And you know what? A lot of people disagree with me, but I don't like it.
Hey, you've heard Blake Walker, impassioned Aggie fan. Number one here, as so many of you are, all with your varying opinions, shoot us emails. Tell me if Walker is right or if he's wrong.
No, don't
let
that.
Me know.
Make
let
sure you send them only to Phil.
Yeah, send them to me at phil@philpritchard.com. Also at phil@philpritchard.com, send me your impassioned email about how your band needs to make a great record and you want me to either mix your record or master it or, heck, just drive up here to Fort Worth or wherever you may live. And we'll just track the whole thing and make an album, man. Also, book the full band, 817-733-5256. That is my phone number in my pocket. I will answer it, and we will book the full band or me playing a solo gig at your house, your ranch, your club, wherever you may be. The full band is there for you, fans. We love playing private shows for the fans. It's what we live for. Blake Walker has been here talking SEC and Aggie football. Tumultuous and a lot of turmoil and a lot of stuff going on in Aggie land. We wish him and all you Aggies out there the best as you move forward into the SEC. Our hearts and minds are with you. Well, folks, that's all the time we have today on the podcast. We'll be back here same time, same place next week. This is Phil Pritchard. Have a great week. Much tougher. We'll be right back.
this world. I'm very scared for me. Eviscerate your memory. Here's a senior in the backseat, laying down, the windows wrapped around. And you, the sound of the treble in the engine. All you hear is time stand still in travel. Feel such peace and absolute stillness down the day.